party's nominated somebody for a statewide office who can't win. And I think that's abundantly clear to anybody who's paying attention. Any kind of conversation that we have going forward needs to be based on that fact.
Your email that sent out from your PAC, it was titled "Cut Him Loose." Are you suggesting that the RPK tell Senator Williams to either drop out of the race or that they just sort of disassociate themselves from his candidacy? What's the ultimate recommendation of your message to supporters?
Well, what I suggested in the email and would tell anybody is that at this point it's about the money, and the Republican Party has some resources available apparently will be directed toward the Williams campaign, very frankly, to no avail, and they would be far better served, and the Republicans of this state, and frankly, I think the taxpayers of this state, regardless of political affiliation, would be better served by having some of the down-ticket candidates supported rather than Senator Williams.
Crosstabs in the Survey USA poll show Senator Williams has about 51% of Republicans saying that they intend to vote for him in the race. Senator Williams has run as a conservative Republican, but I'm interested in your reaction to some of these other crosstabs. Amongst people who would self-describe conservatives, he has 47% to Beshear's 37%. He has, among on abortion rights, he actually trails Beshear 39% to 43%. Among those who own a gun, 28% support Senator Williams, 52% support Governor Beshear. Among those who attend religious services regularly, 31% support Senator Williams, 55% support Governor Beshear. It would seem that those groups go to the conservative candidate. How do you explain, I guess, either barely running ahead of Governor Beshear in some instances or behind him in others?
The biggest enigma in the Williams campaign is David Williams himself. He has a quarter-century-long voting record, and he came to Frankfort and spent much of his time, most of his time, if not nearly all of it, not as a conservative, but as far more of a moderate than he's proposing that he is now. And you look at some of his votes on taxes. He complains about Steve Beshear's last 9 budget bills, but Beshear couldn't have enacted those budget bills without David Williams' yes vote on every single one of them. And so we've seen taxes go up, we've seen debt go up, we've seen $3.4 billion worth of federal stimulus dollars come into the state, and that's now all gone, and we keep going deeper into the tank, and David Williams has played a big role in that.
When I asked Senator Williams about your email, he said that you're insignificant, I guess, to the conversation. How much of this is motivated by, I guess, any personal animosity that you have towards him as a result of how the GOP primary went earlier this year, and how much of it is based upon a legitimate concern about the Republican Party ticket this year and how that could affect candidates like Todd Peepool and Jamie Comer, John Kemper, and others?
I've been a Republican for a long time in this state. My concern is the health of the Republican Party in Kentucky, and none of my comments have been personal about David Williams. He has tried desperately to make this a personal issue between me and him, and you notice that in his attacks against me, he never addresses the points that I actually made, and nor will he, because he can't, and that's a shame.
At the end of the day, the only poll that matters is the one on November 8th. But if Senator Williams does lose by a margin that indicated in these polls, could this jeopardize his leadership in the state Senate?
Well, that's up to the Republican members of the state Senate. I think what we're headed for is a loss of a significant enough magnitude to weaken David Williams in Frankfort. And to the extent that changes the conversation away from the personalities and towards the substance